The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informal look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, peteevans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. John Jaquish is an inventor, author, and scientist. After successfully reversing his mother's osteoporosis as part of his doctoral dissertation in biomedical engineering research at Rushmore University, he conducted 4 years of testing with human subjects focused on user comfort, biomechanics, and optimal musculoskeletal stimulation. Next, the device he designed was put into production and has since been placed in over 240 clinics worldwide. You can find out more about John Jaquish at johnjaquish.com. That's johnjaquish.com. John is offering a special deal for our Recipes for Life podcast listeners. You get 10% off when you go to x3bar.com. That's the letter X, the number 3, then bar.com, and then type in Paleo X3. That's all you need to do to get 10% off the X3 bar. Cheers, John. John, it is amazing to have you on the program, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about bone density, osteoporosis, and about your amazing new device that you've created, which basically you can travel with, and it's suitable for pretty much every person on the planet. John, welcome to the show, mate.
Pete, thanks so much for having me.
So let's start off with your background. You're an inventor, you're also a scientist, you're an author, an all-round good bloke from everything that I've heard about you.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I think I'm a good guy. So I got into medical research because my mother was diagnosed with osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And she was in her early 70s and felt like she was going to have to live a very miserable life worrying about fractures, but she was worried about like a hip fracture, and most people don't know hip fractures have a similar mortality rate as breast cancer.
Wow.
So if you have a hip fracture and you're over 50 years old, you have a 50% chance of death within 1 year.
Wow, I didn't
know
that.
So the takeaway there is 50% chance. Yeah, isn't that amazing? 50% chance of death after 50. Now, the fracture itself is not what ends someone's life. It's the complications, like they're in the hospital and they catch pneumonia, or they can't recover from the fracture, or it's a spiral fracture, abnormal sort of shattering of the femur, which requires very invasive surgery, and recovering from that surgery can be very challenging and also have a high mortality rate associated with it. So my mother saw all these statistics and she was heartbroken and told me that she was probably going to die early. And so I started looking into it. I started researching what osteoporosis really was. And my definition is a lot friendlier than that of the international educational bodies. It's a deconditioning of bone. Mm-hmm. So deconditioning, anything that's deconditioned can also become reconditioned, right? Mm-hmm. So when I looked at this and I explained to her, there's just a lack of force being put through the bone. I'm going to figure out how to replace that. And so I ended up reading all the research on the subject having to do with physical activity and bone. And I came across some research out of Finland, University of Jyväskylä. And if I were Finnish, I would probably pronounce that slightly different, which I say it and they laugh, and I think I say it the same way they say it. But the Finnish, this particular university, all the researchers there are very excited about high impact and the type of activity that gymnasts go through. And they're not recommending everybody become a gymnast. I mentioned that to my mother. She didn't find that funny at all. But absorbing high impact force alters the bone matrix. Basically, it's a simplified way of looking at it, but if you pinch the bone from end to end, the long way.
Yes.
So the long end to the long end, the bone, the inside of the bone becomes slightly distorted for a brief period of time. Mm-hmm. A fraction of a second. When the bone bounces back into position, it becomes stimulated to pull in more minerals and predominantly calcium and recalcify the bone to make the bone more powerful.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, it makes perfect sense. And, of course, there's nutritional components. We're going to go a little deep into that. But what I realized when looking at this, I thought, oh, okay, so I need to make a machine that compresses the bone at the proper levels that are similar to that of a gymnast hitting the ground at these high impact levels. So what I did was I created an impact emulation device. Mm-hmm. And these can be found at OsteoStrong locations. And it's great that we're doing this show right now because OsteoStrong is just coming to Australia. And in fact, I think it's going to be launching in just like the next like couple of months. And I don't know where the first locations are going to be, but the master franchise is all being set up, and there's going to be OsteoStrongs all over Australia.
Wonderful.
And it's a clinic that people can come to, and they can use this impact emulation device. And what it does is it allows individuals to get in a position where they would naturally absorb high impact force. Mm-hmm. And then they very slowly, using comfort, so they have to be comfortable through this whole process. So there's nothing like high impact or scary. Sometimes people look at me and I'm really athletic looking guy, so they imagine it's going to be scary and dangerous and difficult. And it's none of those things.
Yep.
So very pleasant, controlled, and they can compress on its axis bone and trigger the adaptation. Mineral comes into the bone and can recalcify the bone and build bone density. And then there's been clinical data that's been published in multiple peer-reviewed journals that has shown that this adaptation is not only stronger than any of the pharmaceuticals out there, but there's no side effect because it's just triggering what the bone is supposed to do.
Wow. So how do you feel about inventing a machine that has shown the potential of increasing bone density? Obviously, you must be very proud, but there must be far, far more reaching.
I was thrilled. So the beginning was the funniest part, and I really wish I had more pictures and video of it. I have a little bit, but my mother was so upset when I strapped her into a machine and we're loading hundreds of pounds, her hip joint and her spine. And she didn't know that she wouldn't be injured, but she's my mother. I knew she wouldn't be injured because I did the biomechanics analysis, but it was not her field. She didn't fully grasp what was really going on. She reluctantly trusted me. And within 18 months, she was back to a normal T-score. So she had the bones of a 30-year-old in her 70s.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I was most proud of. And then, and there's been multiple versions since then. And now it's available at OsteoStrong locations. And Tony Robbins is a partner in the business and is driving it everywhere.
Wow.
And everybody's very excited and getting tremendous results.
So how long does somebody have to spend at OsteoStrong how frequently to feel the benefits and for the results to happen?
Great question. Sessions are one time per week, never more than one time per week. You don't get more results by coming more often. It's because bone has a longer metabolism than muscle does.
Mm-hmm.
So you go one time per week, and in just a few years, you can build the bone density to the appropriate level back to where it was when it was 30. Now, we see people with accelerated bone densities, and this is confirmed in research that I didn't do, having an elevated level of bone density beyond the normalized curve for 30 years. So basically, you can build 30 years of bone by doing this and getting back to that high level of bone density.
So what does that mean for the regular human being?
That it means that, so normally the way we judge bone density is T-score,
mm-hmm.
and that's a factor. It's a standard deviation of where you are in your particular race, because different races of people have a little different bone structure,
mm-hmm.
and what you would be when you're 30 and where you are now. So like my mother, white female, what was she at when she's 30? And then what was she at when she was 70? So she was negative 2.5 standard deviations away mm-hmm. from normal bone.
Yep.
So that's right at the diagnosis level of osteoporosis. She went back to a T-score of zero. So in her 70s, she had the bones of a 30-year-old. So now she still continues to maintain. She still uses OsteoStrong, but she's not going to have to worry about that. She would have another, it took her 40 years to get to negative 2.5. We would assume she would degrade at the normalized rate, provided no industrial chemical exposure or other damaging thing that would leach calcium out of her bone. There's things like smoking and alcohol that damage bone very quickly, but she's not doing any of those things. So she'll keep that bone probably for as long as she's around.
That is amazing. So how long does a session usually last for if someone comes into OsteoStrong?
10 minutes one time per week. It's really not that much of a time commitment.
Are you kidding?
No, because remember, we're emulating impact. So each session, there's four movements that emulate high impact forces. And those movements, they're just easy. You go through them and they take 5 seconds a piece. But normally when you go through high impact, it's a hundredth of a second. So by comparison, these are long, and we make them longer, so they're very highly controlled.
It's mind blowing.
It's really easy. And this research brought me to the newest discovery, which is what you heard about on the Dave Asprey podcast and what we were talking about before starting the show, which was X3.
Mm.
So X3 is now available. And so this is something else. This is more focused on muscle and the shaping of the body. And so like for females, this is something that can change the way their butt looks, make it look like it was when it was 30. So or calves, hamstrings, back of the leg, where a lot of women notice cellulite really kind of shows up, not necessarily because of an excessive amount of body fat, but underdeveloped hamstrings.
Mm-hmm.
So women work out and they develop the front of their leg, but they don't develop the back of their leg.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as that muscle grows a little bit, it just pushes the skin out and there's no more cellulite. And the leg looks much more shapely. So I because of what I learned through the bone density research, I saw that we had the ability because individuals were shown, especially in the research that was done in London. I didn't actually perform the research, but I wrote the protocol for the study. And what the researchers showed was that people were capable of 7, 8, 9 times their body weight of loading through the hip joint. Well, I compared that to the American College of Sports Medicine data and the loading of that particular joint. And the majority of people are between 1.3 and 1.53 multiples of body weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which really means that we are 7 times stronger in our stronger range of motion than we are in our weaker range of motion, which gave me an amazing light bulb over my head, which was, why do we work out with static weights? Why do you pick up a weight that's the same weight at the top and at the bottom when we have incredible variance in capability? In fact, when we run, when we sprint, we only use 7 degrees of flexion of our knee joint.
Mm-hmm.
But we have almost 180 available. So why is it that we use certain ranges for different things? Because we have different capability. So what happens if we change the way we lift so that we can have more force where we're stronger and less force where our joints are at risk and when we're weaker? We can go to a deeper level of exhaustion. We can do less exercise and stimulate far more growth. So that's what X3 is.
So say that again. We could do less exercise but have more gains.
That's right. That's right. Far less exercise because the fatigue is deeper. It's not harder, but you're fatiguing multiple ranges of motion simultaneously. So your stronger range of motion, you go to fatigue with a higher weight, and in the same exercise set, you're going to fatigue in a weaker range of motion with a lower weight, which matches your capability. So the level of exhaustion, like you're tired for, I don't know, 5 seconds after you're done, but the growth is incredible. And there's research that supports that.
So
the reason I called it X3 is because what the research showed was you can grow muscle 3 times faster by doing this.
So you've got the OsteoStrong, which strengthens the bone. You've got the X3 machine that is portable, that is quite inexpensive, that people can travel with, that they can have in their home. How many minutes per day and how many times per week do you recommend using the X3? And what are the benefits? You just mentioned muscles, but does it also impact the bones as well, like your OsteoStrong machine does?
The loading with X3 is not high enough to affect bone. In fact, that's a great question. The minimum dose response to trigger bone growth is 4.2 multiples of body weight.
Mm-hmm.
So that research was done after I built my first prototypes and already had presented at the World Congress on Osteoporosis to all the scientists. And I actually kind of wonder if that research was done to either validate or disprove some of my early research. And I think it when they came out with it, I think all the researchers realized, wow, that John guy is really onto something, because he's working around 9 multiples of body weight and he's seeing outrageous results. But we never knew what the minimum dose, what the minimum amount of loading through the hip joint was to grow bone in the hip.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a brilliant study. They attached accelerometers to people and did regular blood tests to look for bone turnover markers. So when you do like an OsteoStrong session, we can draw your blood and tell immediately if you're growing bone or not.
So the proof is there in the blood.
That's right. Bone turnover markers. It's called the P1NP test. So there's a few others, but that's the really important one. To show that more bone is being built than broken down, because bone has a metabolic rate and bone is always being broken down and always being built to some degree. You just want the building to be more so than the breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the ratio that they're looking for in this test. So these researchers there out of Bristol, United Kingdom, did this research using accelerometers and blood tests, and they determined that people who did not exceed 4.2 multiples of body weight triggered no bone growth at all.
So going back to the X3 machine, this is for muscle development, posture?
Right. Now, I will say that the stronger a muscle becomes, the more likely somebody is to absorb those level of forces through impact activity. But that only applies to a certain group of people. So like, let's say a 30-year-old individual who may not be conditioned, they may be able to use X3 and then absorb high impact force and address bone density, but they can do it very easily with OsteoStrong at almost any age. My mother in her 70s, there are people in their 90s who get benefit out of OsteoStrong from a bone perspective. But the difference with X3 and OsteoStrong is X3 is really focused on muscle and body fat. And OsteoStrong is really focused on bone. And from a high performance perspective, a highly developed individual will want to build bone density even higher than normal. Like, for example, I talked about zero T score and negative 2.5, which is the diagnosis level of osteoporosis. Like for me, I'm at positive 2. So zero is normal. I'm 2 standard deviations above normal.
Mm.
So like for a highly athletic person, you can actually hold more muscle. You can contract more muscle, engage more muscle if you have higher bone density and the tendons and ligaments that are associated with the higher level of bone density, because basically you have less neural inhibition, which means your central nervous system doesn't shut you down because it's afraid you're going to break something when you put serious forces through the musculoskeletal system. So a lack of neural inhibition means you get to switch on more muscle, which means you get to engage and develop more muscle.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's great for the high performance athlete as well as the postmenopausal female who wants to keep hiking and playing tennis and going to the beach and being active and not worry about any injury resulting from frailty in, you know, in the next 20 years of their life.
So let's go back to the X3 and talk about frequency and duration of a normal week of working out.
So you would want to do X3 anywhere from 3 to 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that can fit in a gym bag. Like you can carry it with you. You can keep it in your drawer at work and do it while you're, you know, in 10 minutes. It takes just a few minutes.
Just a few minutes, 3 to 6 times a week. So it's a bar with resistance type bands that you have shown various different exercises that people can get off your website and train them.
The whole 12-week program is available on the website, but the bar is the equivalent of an Olympic bar. So the hooks swivel so that your grip is always optimized.
Yep.
The bands are made of layered latex, so they get very powerful very quickly. So whereas molded rubber is not like that. A lot of people have used rubber bands, and they're actually like molded petroleum rubber.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same. These are incredibly powerful, and they're it's tree rubber made in Sri Lanka. It's like the only place they can do it. Where they grow those rubber trees like that. So the parts, there's the bar, and then it comes with 3 bands. Then there's a plate, ground plate, where you can hook the bands to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do like an overhead press or like a deadlift. Those that don't know what a deadlift is, that doesn't mean it'll kill you. it means you're just picking up a deadlift off the floor. Every once in a while, some older person says, why is it called that? So when people go through those movements, especially the 2 I just mentioned, each workout has a level of stability,
mm-hmm.
stability firing. And what's great about stability firing is if it's done in rapid succession, especially when there's some serious resistance against the body, the stabilizers have to fire to a more intense degree, and that triggers growth hormone, which makes people leaner.
Yeah.
So this product makes people lose weight very quickly, develop muscle very quickly, and I don't want women to be afraid that they're going to look manly if they develop, you know, their hamstrings or their calves. They'll look very feminine still, and they'll lose body fat very rapidly by triggering this growth hormone upregulation, which is a study that young researcher Henry Alkire, who's a brilliant guy I've been working with, he and I published this last summer, and we see that we're doing elements of this stabilization firing to upregulate growth hormones. They become leaner. And because of the variance in the force that the product is applying, they're going to be able to trigger more muscular adaptation much quicker. So they're going to be getting leaner and stronger very quickly. So it's an absolute biohack to get to a very highly conditioned body very quickly.
So do you see this as, no, I won't say the future because it is the present now, but I guess the future of a home gyms or home exercise?
I don't. When I did a podcast with Ben Pakulski last week, and he's a world top bodybuilder and has been for many years, and I could tell he was excited, but there was also like a little bit of hesitation. Like he says, "Well, we can put this in our existing routines," and I thought, "Oh, come on, man!" Like, after everything we just talked about, it's like, why would you do anything else? There still is an effort. There's the sport of doing Olympic lifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you use X3 and don't do Olympic lifting, you're not going to go win an Olympic lifting competition because there are neural patterns that you need to fire to be able to do a movement proficiently.
Sure.
Even a more outrageous example, you're not going to be good at throwing a ball if all you do is bench press. You may have all the muscles that are required to throw a ball, but if you don't practice throwing a ball, you're not going to be good at it.
Sure. But for the everyday person like myself that doesn't really enjoy going to a gym as such, and I prefer my activities to be, I love to go surfing. I like to jump on the trampoline with my kids. Table tennis is a great one for me. But lifting weights has never really appealed to me. Is this sort of the answer for people like myself and others that are a little bit hesitant about going to a gym and lifting weights? And the hesitation for me has always been, am I doing it properly? When do I know that I could put up more and more weights? I'm quite fearful of actually hurting myself these days by actually lifting heavy weights.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.